The price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
The one that we just witnessed right now, let's give him all the praise and all the glory and honor. Bless his holy name. Is somebody thanking God this night? Is exalting God in this second night in this youth conference? Give him all the praise, all the glory. Give him all the honor. Father, we bless you. To you be all glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Give Jesus a big clap and a big shout of hallelujah. Another shout of hallelujah. For that great time with our sister, blessing and any drops. Can we please give Jesus a big clap for this wonderful madam? Madam, God bless. God bless your team. We love you. We appreciate you. God will continue to bless you. Bless you and bless you. Can we give Jesus another big clap for her life? God bless you, ma. Prosper you more and more and more and more. In Jesus' name. Amen. I have a word for you from the Lord, but I'll try to be as possible. Just give us very fast in 20 minutes. And I trust God that He will bless you in Jesus' name. Father, send your word to us. Bless everyone. Let no one go back the same. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy. Take your seat in Jesus' name. Praise God. You were here yesterday night, the first night, and you were blessed. Shout a big hallelujah. You are certain that God has been blessing you again tonight. Shout a bigger hallelujah. Don't leave. And let's minimize movement time. And the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. We started yesterday on the series positioned for the top. And God gave us 12 major keys yesterday. You were here and you were blessed. Shout a big hallelujah. So I'll just rush through 6 keys to the top very quickly and very sharp. And then we will round up for tonight on this second night of this. Is somebody ready for this tonight? Is somebody ready for this? The first key that we'll be looking at tonight that we position for the top is the key. Or before we go into that, the team, the anchor screaming 28 and verse 13. Resume 28 and verse 13. If we can have that, we'll read it together. It's verse 13. And the Lord will make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken unto the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day, to observe them and to do them. Bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. The first key that will launch you to the top is the key tonight of diligence, of being diligent. The key of diligence. Proverbs 22 and verse 29 said, "Seeth thou a man in his business, he will stand before kings and not mere men." No one can get to the top without being diligent. You cannot be ordinary and expect extraordinary results. You cannot make up your mind to be diligent and not get to the top. I've often told you that when you are lazy, things cannot be easy. No one enjoys the best of God with laziness. I have never been a person who is successful in ministry, in family, in business, or in any sector of life who is a listen. I have never seen it. If you have seen one, let me see. Nobody, either the person is a believer or not. And that's why a lot of people that are not believers, they beat believers. Believers will be doing jelly, jelly will be. And then somebody that is a non-believer has left the house early. Has already gone to his place of assignment. Because until you give your assignment the right attitude, you cannot take home your consignment. Many want the consignment, but they don't want to focus on the assignment. Every diligence will get to the top. In Proverbs 12, verse 24, the Bible said, the hand of the diligent shall be a rule. You only rule when you are diligent. You only rule when you are diligent. Because your minister, Honey Drops, just ministered to us tonight. But for who are in ministry, who are in the song ministry, you know that what she did tonight is not, it not be today. Not just that it just started yesterday and it just started singing. She has been on it for a while. If I remember very well, when we had our first anniversary or second anniversary, she was there to minister to us. I think the first anniversary or so. And then several years after that. So it's not an overnight walk. I've told you, overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. Tell this person, I don't know how this person just became a star. It's minimum 10 years. Every youth that will become somebody, tighten your belt. I laugh when youths, when they say they want to be positioned for the top, and their hands are always in their pockets. They're always looking for how to relax, always tired. No lazy person has a future. But for somebody here tonight, receive the grace in the name of Jesus. You know, our God and our Father worked for 6 days to create the whole world and rested on the seventh day. 6 days of work, 1 day of rest. But in our own generation now, people want to work for 1 day and they want to enjoy this. They want to turn it upside down. Tonight, receive the baptism spirit of diligence. I say receive the baptism of the spirit of diligence. Number two key tonight is discretion. Discretion. If you exercise discretion, you get to the top. Many lack discretion, so they don't get to the top. Discretion is the key to acceleration. When a person is careless, they lose the ability to get to the top. No discretion, discipline. Always exercise discretion or caution in words, in tongue, deed, in action. It is discretion that facilitates self-control. It's not everything that you see that you must eat. It's not everything that you see on TV that you must watch. It's not every place that you must go. Discretion. Discretion. Everyone that will become somebody must be a person of discretion. Strong discretion. Not a careless person. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Number three key for tonight is develop yourself. Every youth that will become somebody and get to the top must develop themselves. Revelation. True development means elevation. If the top is your dream, you must invest into yourself. To go further than where you are right now, you must know more than you know right now. Everything you know from education, the Bible, and other things is what has brought you here. If you will change to a higher and move forward, you need more information. You need to develop yourself. One of our pastors was telling me some days ago that he was teaching somewhere in a meeting. And he was asked, how many of you have read 2 books this year? I think he said only maybe 1 or 2 people. True, in the whole team has read. Privileged to have written several books. I can tell you and I can assure you, there are many in this house who have never opened. The habit is in their shelf. Give yourself. Get right information that will take you to the top in your field of assignment. Don't be known, seek to know, and what you know will make you known. To be known. Don't say they must know me by force. What you know will take you somewhere. Invest in yourself. I used to work in an organization many years ago, and recently I needed to do something in that organization, so I went there. And the organ patapata there was running helter-skelter, to sort out my problem. And I was just laughing. That where I used to sit. And then when I was leaving, all the top people followed. They don't need. They said they must follow you. We must see you off. You don't develop yourself. Nobody can develop yourself for yourself. And you cannot develop yourself if you run away from getting information. If your Bible is in a while, if in your field you lack resources, you say you are into a business, you can bring out materials in that business. You are kidding. And you might end up in the kitchen. You are playing. Somebody say, I will develop myself. Be a lifelong learner. Continue to know till you are known for what you know. People will only know you for what you know. So don't say they must know me by force. Know something. Be in that field. Develop yourself in that field. Invest yourself into your assignment. And develop your life. The man is spirit, the soul, and the body. And you need a fervent spirit, a sound mind, and body. This to develop it. You develop your spiritual life. You develop a sound mind. And of course, you have a good body through regular exercise and good diet. The food for the physical body is physical food. The food for your mind is knowledge. So keep learning. Somebody say, I'll keep learning. Somebody say, I'll keep learning. I cannot go very deep into all these teachings tonight, but I trust God that the Holy Spirit will give you more understanding in Jesus' name. I keep you here for too long. That's why I'm just rushing. Number four, I will take you to the top, is maintain focus. Maintain your focus. Distraction is the enemy of distinction. In order to get to the top, you must refuse to be distracted. Anything that is not your intention must not command your attention. Anything that is not your intention must not command your attention. Nothing threatens the devil like a man or woman. Nothing threatens the devil like a focused man or woman. Devil wants you distracted. See, I will not be distracted. Anytime you want somebody not to move forward, just let them lose their focus. You know, as the lion is, he doesn't run away from anybody. But immediately the lion loses his focus, you can catch easily. You know what hunters do when they want to capture a lion? They will put something that has several legs, like a stool or like a chair that has several legs in front of the lion. So the lion will be looking at the leg, which one to, should I get this one? What's going on? He will be distracted. While he's staring at the different, some hunters would have been able to get him. If it's only one thing in front of him, he will pursue that one. But if there are several things in front of him, he will be looking at which one do I pursue today. What, before you know, he has lost focus. They have captured. They will not capture your destiny. I said they will not capture your destiny. Jesus was focused for only 3.5 years. The world have not recovered till now. Only 3.5 years. Till now, we have not forgotten about him. We are still serving him. Nehemiah was focused for 50 days. And the whole city wall was rebuilt and finished, despite Sambalat and Dubias. That's focus. Be focused. Don't allow. See, when the devil wants to destroy a person's destiny, will just bring lack of focus. Please don't lose your focus through this. Anybody is free to say anything they want to say about you. Don't waste time facing people in you. They are at the back. Let them be at the back. Let them only be seeing your back front. Let them be backbiting you. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Don't waste your time. Focus those who are backbiting you. They are at the back. Let them be at the back. Leave them at the back. Somebody say loud amen. So don't respond. Don't waste your time responding to people who are seeing you for trying to bring you down. As long as you're on the right path, don't respond to spectators who's criticizing others. Be focused. Somebody say, I will be focused. Need laser beam focus and bulldog tenacity to be at the top. You can't lose focus and then be at the top. Number 5, maintain spiritual fervency. If you will be at the top, maintain spiritual what? Spirituality. If you want to be at the top, maintain spiritual fervency. Things like prayer must be very important to you. Worship, just like we did tonight. Praising God, serving God. Many youths, when you talk about evangelism, they don't even want to hear that one at all. And these are the things that God wants. They seek you first, the kingdom of God says, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek God first. Seek his kingdom first. He that winneth soul is wise. Let every youth be spiritually bent. Many youth fervency are going down. But for you, it will never be like that. I say for you, it will never be like that. Never joke with your prayer time. Never play with your prayer time. Never joke with your time of worship. Never play with your time of dedication. Never joke with your time of rehearsals. You want to carry mic to lead for rehearsal. When God hears your voice regularly in the place of prayer and worship, when you pray, it becomes very easy to hear you. Sometimes in your heart, you have not even said it, he just hears the voice of your heart, he will answer you. If your voice is not a strange voice, in heaven, anytime there's anything, before you even cry to God, he has already answered you. Because your voice is a regular voice. If I get to Pastor Kenny's house now, and I appreciate you, I don't need to say it 2 times. You know who is. If I get to Pastor Mojibi's house, say hello. I don't need to say hello, 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 hello. Anybody home? They know who is talking. Why? Because the voice is a regular voice. What I'm saying tonight. Let your voice that heaven hears regularly. Maintain your fervency. I was in one of our married today in my office here this morning. And I said, tell your husband that I said, Wednesday, from this Wednesday, he must fast. It's a must. Maintain spiritual fervent. And the Lord will bless you in Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray without ceasing. James chapter 5 verse 17, there was a man called Elijah. Elias was a man subject to life passion as we all. And he prayed earnestly. A man like you prayed that no rain, and there was no rain. If you go to verse 18, that same man said there should be rain started. Heaven know your voice. Eh? Does heaven voice? Will help us in Jesus' name. Okay, I think I'm going to 7. Okay, number 6. All the extra mile. Keys to the top, number 6, always go the extra. If you will get to the top, go the extra mile. Every high product of extra mile. Ordinary things produce ordinary results. And ordinary things produce extraordinary results. If you want to get to the top, go the extra mile. No success without extra effort. Put in extra effort. Jesus speaking in 5:41. And whosoever shall compel thee to a mile, go with him twine. Go more. If you say go double, go extra mile. I'm a big extra mile. If I tell you to give, something, I've already given more than I told you to give. If I tell you, let me pray more, it means that I'm ready to step up my prayers. If I say, let us start fasting, beginning of the year. After the same day, you are starting January 2nd. I will not start that day. I would have started before, but I will start with you. We will not start on this together. No. Extra mile. Extra mile. want to go extra mile. Do beyond the job description if you are working somewhere positively. If you are a messenger and you always go extra mile, like a manager, life will soon start us from a messenger. I had the story of a man who was a messenger somewhere, I think I've seen before, who was a messenger somewhere, and he used to do very well. And one day, the man that owns the company called and cleaned his social office, and he went there, cleaned the office very well. After he said, "I've cleaned this," I said, "Okay, no problem. That's your new office, general manager of this company." I said, "How?" He said, "We have been watching you. You have the qualification." He did not say because you have the qualification. Clean. God's servant, Abaye Adeboye, said, "If your hands cannot be dirty to clean, to your hands can't wrought miracles. Your hands that cannot do any work in church, that hands can't do." Go extra mile. Joseph in Genesis 41:33-36. Extra mile. He proffers solution. When you get home, you can read it. Genesis 41:15-21. Also Genesis 41:3-37. When you get home, read it. Went extra. He did not only proffer solution. Not only interpret dream, he proffered solution. He said, "Go and get a man who will be able to prefer so normal, a wise man." He was this self. Then they say, "No, we don't need to go and look for that man. You are the man. May you be that we get to the top in Jesus' name." And lastly, keys to the top tonight: connect with the Father's blessing. Connect with the Father's blessing. Many want to get to the top, but they don't want to connect to the Father's blessing. You need a Father to go further. Everyone needs the blessing of a father. Isaac, for example, in Genesis 25, verse 5 to 6. Genesis 25. And Abraham gave all that he had to Isaac. Now look at this. But unto the sons of his concubine, which Abraham gave Isaac blessing. He gave other things, gifts, things. But what gave Isaac was blessing. He gave others material things. He pronounced blessing on Isaac. And that's why in Genesis 26, verse 13 to 14, Isaac was at the top. People began to. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possessions of the blessing. He eventually had possession. May you have possessions. Because of the blessings, he had flocks, herds, great store of servants, and Philistines began to. By privilege, I got this particular key very early in my life. And it's for me till now. And it's working for me till forever. Because what you know is working. You don't need to abandon it. But I can tell you, many youths, that father-son relationship, daughter is not there. The blessing was the secret of. In Genesis 49, verse, saw how he was blessed father. Joseph is a fruitful bow. This was the same Jacob that speaking against the first son. What's that guy's name now? Reuben. They said, see what he said about it. He said, "Joseph, a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow, by whose branches shall run wall." The archers had sorely gripped and shot at him, adding, Go on. But the bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Go on to verse 20 of time. Very sharp. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by it, who shall bless thee with blessing from above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, the blessings of the breast and of the womb. He pronounced blessings on Joseph. He didn't have breasts. Now the blessings of the breast on him. The blessings of the womb. Don't be a vagabond son, vagabond daughter. Don't be a fatherless son, less daughter. You know, we're in the social media age where anybody just goes on social media, say anything. Don't useless class. If no one is blessing you from the top, you might never easily get to the top. Don't joke with the blessing of your father, mother, pastor, of your prophet, of your teacher over your life. Don't joke with it. Hosea 12 verse 13. And by a prophet, the Lord went out of Egypt. And by a prophet, served. You'll be preserved in Jesus' name. Identify them and stay connected. Identify them and stay connected. I identify and I'm connected. And I can tell you, it shows. You don't need to tell anybody, does this man have a father? Does he? It shows. Very obvious. Because you will produce after your kind. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 15. You pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. I pray for you that the Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. I said the Lord will help you. Nobody here will be small. Nobody here will be on the floor. Nobody here will destroy their own life. Oliver, you will get to the top. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Your hands, let's honor God and thank Him tonight for all He has done for us tonight. Give Him all the praise and all the glory and all. Blessed be Thy name, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Just give
us. Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.